still dark, it's freezing cold, and it's about 6:30 a.m. but I'm about to jump on a coach to London to be part of the Wave. World leaders are to spend the next 2 weeks discussing the future of our planet in Copenhagen, and what they decide will have a huge impact on the way we all live. So much so, thousands of dedicated people have swapped a Saturday morning lie-in for a trip to London on this cold December morning. I'm just about to jump on the bus as it's about to leave Cardiff. I'd better get a move on.
We've just passed Reading. I'm
here with Christian. He's from Cardiff. He's a social worker. Firstly, Christian, why are you on your way to the Wave?
I'm hoping that by coming is going to be one extra individual voice to put pressure on the government, really. If we as aren't using our sort of democratic right to protest, then it's too easy for our politicians to say, well, look, the demand isn't there, and to brush the issues under the carpet. So I think it's so important to protest, because otherwise it won't hold politicians to account, and politicians can't actually hold other countries to account.
Right, well, they've chucked us off the bus and we're just at Hyde Park now. I'm going to follow the sea of blue so I don't get lost. I think there's going to be a good mob of us today. Okay, so it's 1 o'clock and the atmosphere's really getting going now. We've got banners, inflatable balloons, Dye the Blue Dragons here from Stop Climate Cares Cymru. Now I better crack on, because I think we're going to move off in a little while, and I'm going to try and find some campaigners to talk to. I'm here with Harv Algar, and she is a campaigner for Friends of the Earth Cymru. Do you not think campaigns like this are just scaring the public and almost creating a bunker mentality? People think, well, I can't do anything about climate change. Why does it affect me?
Well, I think the protest here today is really empowering, actually. It's really positive, it's really creative. It's about people coming out and saying, we can make a difference, you know, and if we can, world leaders can. So it's not all doom and gloom. It is urgent, it is a crisis, and we do have to take urgent action, but I don't think it's hopeless yet.
Right, so we're just about to go towards Piccadilly Circus. I'm here with Lynette from Oxfam Cymru. Do you not think the cost in policing an event like this could go to better causes and could go to environmental causes?
There's a lot of money that could be spent better everywhere, and I think this is one rare occasion where thousands of people across Great Britain get together to show what they believe is what needs to happen in the UK and on a world stage, and I think for that sake, it's justified.
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Climate justice!
Dye the Dragon is having a bit of a pit stop. We've got the gaffer tape out because he's lost a few of his scales, so we're just reattaching those. But we're about 2 minutes to 3, and this is the point at which everyone waves at the Houses of Parliament. Now, we are actually on the south bank, so we've got a really good vantage point to see what's going to happen. And it's time for the Wave. 40,000 pairs of hands are now waving at the Houses of Parliament. I've managed to meet the Austin family from Merthyr Tydfil. So, Alison, how's today been for you?
Oh, it's been fabulous. It's been a really long. We got up at 5 to catch the train in, but oh, what a wonderful day it's been.
Chris, how do you think it's going to make a difference?
I personally think it's something that we're doing to change the world. We've got very little time left now to make a significant impact on climate change. Absolutely phenomenal today. You couldn't move down Whitehall.
So we've come to the end of the Wave demonstration here in London. The question now is, will the politicians do what they need to do at the Copenhagen summit, or will it come to nothing? That's all from me for CJS News.